The Death of Ivan Illich by Leo Tolstoy. Read by Oliver Ford Davis.
This book was first published by Little Brown. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. During an interval in the Melvinsky trial in the large building of the law courts, the members and public prosecutor met in Ivan Egorovich Shebek's private room, where the conversation turned on the celebrated Krasovsky case. Fyodor Vasilievich warmly maintained that it was not subject to their jurisdiction. Ivan Egorovich maintained the contrary, while Pyotr Ivanovich, not having entered into the discussion at the start, took no part in it, but looked through the Gazette, which had just been handed in. "Gentlemen," he said, "Ivan Illich has died."
"You don't say so."
"Here, read it yourself," replied Pyotr Ivanovich, handing Fyodor Vasilievich the paper still damp from the press. Surrounded by a black border were the words, "Praskovya Fyodorovna Golovina, with profound sorrow, informs relatives and friends of the demise of her beloved husband, Ivan Illich Golovin, member of the Court of Justice, which occurred on February the 4th of this year, 1882. The funeral will take place on Friday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon." Ivan Illich had been a colleague of the gentlemen present and was liked by them all. He had been ill for some weeks with an illness said to be incurable. His post had been kept open for him, but there had been conjectures.